So it's a gradual process. So at first there is much less than Echad Mesayim. Let that mashu become bottle, and then another mashu, and another mashu become bottle. Let us say, come a bottle. So that is the kashi against Hametam. Do la sashmino. Or so he said. V'yishivolo. Yoche, kozo wao bo, nesabiteisres. Leime, nesabiteisres. Why? Leime, rishemishin bottle. Veloi kash. So that's no kash. Dishan also. Kiv mishe seifi lo vei. Vuelech vod meilo. That's not Hametam stands. So what does Hametam say? That we only say kame bottle if there is a hefzik. So Hametam, where is the mocker of kame bottle? That's the Gemara in Abrizor. Hamari yai nesech mechob yes libei. So if let's say he was meare from mechob yes into a bay, there was a bay with yai nesech, and then he started to pour yai nesech from the chob yes into the bay. So kame bottle. Kamikame bottle. So that means that so according to Rametam, when does Rav Dino or Rabbi Yechanan say that kamikame bottle, if there was a hefzik, let's say, he bent the chovies and poured a little bit. Then he picked up the chovies. There was a pause. Then again, a few minutes later, or a minute later, so he bent down again and poured again. And then he picked it up again. Then again he bent it. And then he picked it up again, and then again he bent it. So there was a pause in the kilvach. But suppose he bends. Needless to mention that if he turns over the chovias like this, of course, then we don't say kamikame bottle. But Rav Netam says that even if he doesn't turn over the chovias like this, but he just keeps it like this, and the wine keeps on pouring into the beer, little by little, a whole day, little by little. He puts it at an angle, and it keeps on pouring little by little, without picking it up, without making a pause. So then Rav Netam says, we don't say kamikame bottle. In other words, when do we apply the principle of kamikame bottle? That is only if there is a hefzik. But if there is no hefzik, we don't apply the principle of kamikame bottle. So according to Rav Netam, there is no kasha. How can we ever visualize a case of heisif echad mesayim? But now the kashi is, but it is always a super mashu, another mashu, another mashu, another mashu. So let each mashu that sprouts forth become bottle. The answer is, but there is no hefsek in the equipment, in the giddo of the equipment. It's a gradual process, and it never stops. So in Meile we don't say kami bottle. So I call it Rametam, but the Ramban gives another tense, because the Ramban shita is that not like Rav Netam. According to Rav Netam, when do we say Bayai Nesach? When does Rav Dime say Bayai Nesach? Kame bottle, if he bend the chovies, and then he picked it up, and then he bends it again. But if he bends the chovies, and he keeps on pouring kolayim kulei, without picking it up, then we don't say kame. But the Ramban shita is that we say kame bottle even if he doesn't pick it up, and he just bends the chovies and he keeps it the whole day like this. So in Meile, the Ramban couldn't give the teretz of Rav Netam, because the Ramban shita is that even without a real pause, and even without an interruption in the pouring, so we still say kame bottle. So then the question arises, so how can we ever visualize his Echad Mesayim? There is always, it's a gradual process. Two, there is no hefsek, there is no pause in that giddle. It's a continual process of giddle. But according to Ramban, we should say kame bottle, even if there is no pause. So he says, here we do not say kame bottle. Why? He says, Uwe kashi, di shani oso, kibim she seifi lovei, vuheilech vigodol meilov, eini botin, ma sheim kim bimare, sheini yiser abo meilov, elo tolo bidaiti shol meare, so he says, because by Yare, so even if he doesn't pick up the chovies and he holds the chovies the whole day continually and he keeps on pouring, it keeps on pouring, it can wash it in the sack. So then we say kamkam bottle. Because over there, it wouldn't happen by itself. Why does it keep on pouring? Because he holds it. He wants the wine from the chovies to keep on falling into the bay. Mashein came. So maybe we say kamkam bottle even without the hefsek in the pouring. Mashein came by crying. So there the giddle takes place whether he wants it or he doesn't want it. It takes place by nature. By itself it takes place. So without his intention, regardless of his intention. So where the giddle takes place by itself without his intention, without his watson, and he couldn't even stop it. So there we do not say kame kame bottle. We do not say kame kame bottle. So he says, that's not like Abu Tamstad, Rikashi. Ishan was some people should say for love, we will got mail of any bottle. Machine keep in Mare. She is a rabo mail of a little bit dated from Mare. We might enjoy. Me will be crying. Some mail by crying when there was no get there built. So then we cannot say come come bottle. We cannot say come come bottle for the simple reason that this continual growth takes place regardless of his intention. Some mail, since it takes place regardless of his intention, without his stop, and he couldn't even stop it, he couldn't even interrupt the giddle. So Mimele, in such a case, it is considered as if the whole giddle took place in one moment. Since, too, it's a gradual process, but this gradual process takes place by nature, without, regardless of his intention, and he doesn't have to do anything. Here, by pouring, so he has to do a certain mice in order that wine should pour from the chovies into the bayah. It wouldn't come, wine wouldn't fall into the bayah just by itself. Mashein came by the gradual growth of the tasteless, that explains by itself. So it is considered as if the whole excrement sprouted forth in 1 second. This is what it says. But in the case where he built together, then he put biodai, he put his a stop to that growth. Of course, he didn't put a stop to the botanical growth, but to the legal growth, he put a stop. Because only an increment that is going to be a vuvie, but if there is a gather, if you rebuild it, so he put a stop to that giddle that is going to be a vuvie, so then it cannot be mature. So then you certainly cannot consider it as if the whole Echad Masayim sprouted forth in one moment if he built together. So he said, "Miu b'klayim b'shegoda al nisbatil sharini seif isalovei shoyir guvuei zir ditnan zesimach legeda mikan zelika v'koshim." So then he asks Kashi. So v'koshim voli kaim lom kimandoma. In other words, Rab Netam says that the reason is why is in the price of mentions Emelik there twice to advise us that there is no till between the increment that took place the first time it broke down, that the mechitza broke down, and the increment that took place after the second breaking down of the mechitza. Why? Because kame kame bottle. So where is the mokia for that aloha of kame kame bottle? That's the memory of Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan in Avli Zohar Daf Ayin Gimel. But Rav Dimon says like that. But Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan is chelik. Kashi and Teisa say that Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan is chelik and Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan. So the mele, and we passed like Robin. The Sam Bishen will pass like Rav Dimon. But anyway, the Sam Bishen will say that Robin is not even chelik and Rav Dimon. And some Rishim say he is chelik, but we pass like Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan anyway. But the Ramban Shita is that Robin Om Rabbi Yechanan is chelik and Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan. And in other words, we don't say come come bottle. So Mimele, how can we explain this aloha that is mentioned according to Rav Netam in the price of Chozam Nifotzei Legdeya, that if in each time there was no Echad Masai, but only in the two increments there was an Echad Masai. So they're not Mitzurah because we say Kame Kame Bottle, but who says Kame Kame Bottle? Rav Dimon, and Robin in Israeli Kame Rav Dimon, and we pass like Robin. So how can we explain this price on the basis of Kame Kame Bottle? וי כושר לי יבוא לכאן לא תמנדו בני הנסח רישם רישם בוט ורואיסי ורואיסי בתייסרס בתייסרס שהי so there it was written in the text שהי so רבי סזלמן so that he wrote agoes so רבי סזלמן מלצר so he put it in parentheses in other words שהי so he changed it ורואיסי בתייסרס שהי צמחי נורא ומפורשני זו במערה ומפסיק ופידה עשב לתמזה ולדעתנו אפשר דשנה יאי נסך שאיסורי חומו שהוא במשהו אבל שור איסורי שיש להם שיעו במאו ובמסיים כנקלויים ואור לאמרינו ראשי שבאת so he answered that question he has the question Rav Netam explains this price on the basis of the principle of Kamakamakot. Who said, who is the Mora Dishmaitze of that principle? Rav Dimam Rabichen. But we pass like Robinam Rabichen. So we reject the principle of Kamakamakot. In other words, according to Robinam Rabichen, by Ainesach we say Chizamnia. Kamakamakot means we don't say Chizamnia. And according to Robinam Rabichen, we don't say Kamakamakot. So that means we say Chizamnia. Chizamnia. So he says, so he answers that kashi again sometime. He says, the true that Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yechon is chaylik, but it doesn't mean that Rabbi rejects the whole concept of kamakam and bottom. Because Rabbi holds in Kol HaTere Kulei, we say chayzal niya. Only by Ainesach, Rabbi says, we don't say kamakam and bottom. Because by Ainesach, there are special chumres mishimchum. Because of this and family zore. So first of all, Yai Nesach has a dimash. So why does Rav Dimon Omer Rabbi Yechon say, Hamare mi chovies libei, Rafil Koayim Kulei. So it's bottle, but two, we say kam bottle, but one drop should asa. So the Gemara says that when do we say that Mashu asas Yai Nesach, that is if it's a terrible sechisoy, if heter falls is poured into isa, then even one drop of dasa. But when it's surah sechatera, so then mashu doesn't dasa. But anyway, so if it would be yain heter into yain eser, so then even one drop of dasa. So we have special chumres, Gabi Yainesach. So Mimelech, Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yechon holds, that's another chumre Yainesach. That we do not, that even if the Taruves was Isa with a Cheter, that Mashu doesn't answer, but Kame bottle we don't say. Kame bottle we don't say. So only by Yainesach we don't say Kame bottle. Mashinkin by Shorisorim, Robin would agree with Rav Dimon that we say kamakam and bottle. So maybe we can explain this by saying in accordance with the longness of Rav Netam. This one says, "Uldatenu efsher lishani yainesach sheisur chomo shu b'mashu avol shor isurim sheish lem shiyo b'meyod masayim nakloim va'ol amin l'gishu b'shimon umi udavke b'shor yagi au yisa l'nisin tam avol imoyo b'nisin tam ki yayin shal kua yakere o yishal ori shenisarit b'yayin heter יש בין כדי ליתן טעם שלא במיני עדיין השישים אפילו אינו פלשו ביבס אחס לא ימרינון רישן רישן בוטל שערי נצטורי ועד כדי ליתן ביתם ויתאים לו בוטל so then he says something else very very reasonable svar so he says so when do we say kamotron so the Ramban is mechadish that in regard, that Robin is only chilek on the principle of kamikami bottle, ikami yayesach. But by Shor Yisurim, Robin is made to Rav Dimon, that we do say kamikami bottle. But when do we say kamikami bottle? If there is shishi. So then we say kamikami bottle. And the whole, after all the Yisah was poured in, so there is still shishi left. So then, but there is not a Messiah Be'echot, just Shishi, not Messiah Be'echot, so then we say Kamakama Bot. For example, let's take the same kind of example in connection with Kwayaka. Let's say we have a Be'er. We have a Be'er with Yain Heter. A Be'er with Yain Heter. with yayin eter. And then we have a chovyes with yayin of dvayakar. Yayin dvayakar. So, and then he started to pour from the barrel the yayin of dvayakar, the yayin of dvayakar into the beer. And he poured the whole day. A whole day. So, after considering if we are mitzarev, everything that all the wine that was poured out from the barrel, that's yayin of dvayakar, into the beer, so the yayin heter in the beer does not have 200 parts. This the volume of the yayin in the barrel. Of the yayin in the barrel. And so by klayakerem, in order to become bottle, we require that there should be 200 parts, neged the one part of klayakerem. And here, if we were to count and be mitzarev, all the wine that was poured from the barrel, all the klayakerem wine that was poured from the barrel into the beer, so then we wouldn't have 200 parts in the beer, neged the volume of the yayin, klayakerem yayin, in the barrel. So if we didn't apply the principle of kame bottle, if we were to assume that chesavinia, so then it would become osel. So all the wine in the beer would become osel, even though it had 100 parts or 150 parts, 190 parts, as long as it does not have 200 parts, neged the volume of the wine in the bag. But on account of the application of the principle of kame bottle, so we say that even though we do not have 200 parts, but l'chol hapoches we have 60 parts, neged the volume of let's say the volume of the wine in the barrel was 1 gallon, and we had yain heter in the bay 100 gallons. Now, so in the country, I mean, so let's say, so if we say, if we had and we had 100 gallons, so we have shishi, neged the whole volume of the barrel, of the wine in the barrel, but we do not have 200 parts neged the volume of the wine. So then we say kame bottle. But suppose that the volume of the wine in the beer has only 50 times the volume of the barrel. So that means that now at the end, after all the wine from the barrel was poured into the beer, we don't even have shishim. Shishim represents the shiur that not give, of giving tam. If we don't have shishim, so that means that minshal in the minute would give tam. So then we don't say kame bot. This is what the Ramban says. Vizeu sheshonim, social tumo, shenoflo emeyo, will he speak like beer? Achenofla achere sarizaso. So the question is, why don't we say over there, kame bottle? The answer is, there it applies to a case where at the end, after everything was dumped into the kele, so there isn't even shishi. So when do we say kame bottle? When in the end we have every chol hapoches shishi, but we do not have the shiur of meyo ve'echot in connection with tumo, or the shiur of masai ve'echot in connection with klayakerem. But if we don't have shishim, so then we don't say kame bottle. V'ise b'shaves b'firat leito v'adil yor v'klay afo pishi mitzorich l'horit v'hi b'fereshet esrino b'aruchel b'firat basim sechad avizor mikol mokei v'ini en klay ma'am chubori efshar kir rabin tamza v'amrinam bohem rishin bottle kibli di goda וכבר נפסק או איסר, ונעשה בי מסה גודל היתר, והיד אמרינם בן דור, בוצר של שביס, שנוטו, here he comes, the Rambam, to his חידש, והיד אמרינם בן דור, בוציו של שריז, שנוטו בשמיניס, וירובו גידולו וליקרי. מהו? גידולו פטר ויקרי איסר. כיוון שרובו גידולו פמותר, ולא ימרינון רישי רישי בוטר. הוסנאמה סייב גידולו לוביו. So, so yes, the cash. The Gemara in the Gorn says that if he bought some shoes, was not to be shminis. So the botzel, the Ikea, was Issa. And then, so the robo gidulof al Ikre, ma, gidulof heta, the Ikre Issa. So if the botzel shoes is not to be shminis, the robo gidulof al Ikre. So there was a rov gidulim, and the Ikea that was heta. Mao gidul of heta, the Ikre Issa. Kim Sharob Gidul of his mutter, so the Gemara says that if in the end, let's say, after 8 months, 10 months, he took, he bought sale an onion of that grew in trees, so it's awesome. And then he planted it in the 8th year. And then after a number of months, so the Gidul in the increment was much more than the size of the botzel, that is Issa. So the Gemara says, so the shayla in the Gemara in Idorim is as to whether Gidulim can be Mivatel and Nikia. So it's another shayla. Maybe the Nikia is so choshuv that it cannot become bottle in the Gidul. But if we assume that a Nikia can become bottle in its own Gidulim, so then it becomes Mutter. So it becomes Mutter. But the question is, according to Rav Netan, that we say, Rishin, Rishin, bottle. Rishin, Rishin, bottle. So he says, not according to Rav Netan, yes, that Kashi himself. Now, according to the principle, because the Ramban agrees with the principle of Kame, Kame, bottle. Only Gabriel Nesech Robin says that we don't apply the principle. But in Kolatere Kule, we do apply the principle of Kame, Kame, bottle. So how can the Gemara Nidorim say that if the bottle shall shviz, was planted in the 8th year, and then there was an abundance of gidulim. So then the ikar becomes bottle in the gidulim, but the abundance of gidulim do not sprout forth in one moment. So it's a gradual process. So the first day there was a mashu of gidulim. So on the first day, so there was rov in the ikar as against the gidulim. Then, so the first day when there was just a mashu of gidulim, over and above the Ikea. So then, so why don't we say that every mashu that grew of the Gidulim should have become bottle in the Ikea, that is Ikea, because the first day, so the original increment was a mute ligabe the botze, the Ikea. So it should have become bottle in the Isa, and then there was another increment of Eta. It should again become bottle. So Mele, here we would be applying the principle of Kame Kame bottle in converse. In other words, the Rav Dime Omer Rav Yechanan applies it likule, Kame Kame bottle, that each little bit of Isa becomes bottle in the robe of Eta. But here we should apply the same principle conversely. In other words, lechumre. So mimele, we couldn't say that if after 6 months there is an abundance of giduli, much more than the size of the Ikea, that the Ikea should become bottle in the gidulim. But how can the Ikea become bottle in the gidulim? But after all, it's a gradual process. So every mashu of gidulim should have become bottle in the Isel. Kame, kame, bottle. That's his kashi. So he says, Hosaname save gidulim love you. Just the same one that the Ramban said in respect to the kashi. How can we ever visualize a yaloche of Zohua Ubo, Tesis Echad Messiah, but it doesn't sprout forth one moment, so it's a gradual process, so every mashu that sprouts forth should have become bottle. So he says, since it's destined to sprout forth by itself without human intervention, so the male it's considered as if the whole element of Echad Mesayim that sprouted forth in the course, let's say, of a number of weeks, so we consider it as if it sprouted forth in 1 second, because it's a velami. So here too it's a velami. Then he says, V'yeshem rim, hosom ha'netayme, mishim gidu ha'feter, ve'eter li'bot. So he says, then he says another time, and the kash, how do the Gemara in Dvarim say? But zil shel shvi shenoto bishmis. And Robu, let's say in the course of 6 months, there was an abundance of an increment of gidurim, alikrim. So then the ikir becomes bottle in the tasteless. But since we say kame bottle, so mainly each mashu of increment should have become bottling in the ikir, in the iser. So he says that bittul is only shayach. Bittul is only shayach by that iser can be bottled in heter, but heter cannot be bottled in iser. There is no such thing as heter becoming bottled in iser. The whole concept of bittul b'rov, bittul b'shishin, doesn't matter what kind of bittul. The whole concept of bittul is only implies that iser can lose its identity in heter, but not that heter should lose its identity in iser. In other words, let's say, we don't say, first of all, Rav Nefraim Shittis, the Tchtiche Nasis Nevele, only applies to Basar B'cholov. And even according to the Ran, who says the Tchtiche Nasis Nevele applies to Shor Yisroim, so it's only with Rabbanon. But with Raisin, we do not say that we do not deal with the case where there is Rovisa. But he says, even when there is Rovisa, and Miut Heter, and even if you have Shishinisa, and 161 part, so Heter, so it will not, the Heter will not be Neparunisa. Because the whole concept of bittul is only shayach that iser loses its identity in heter, not heter in iser. So mainly that's the teretz, the kashin that was raised by the Ramban. How does Gemara Yisrael say that if one took a botzel shel shmiz and not a bishmiz and virobo gidulov alikre, so then the ikar becomes bot, the ikar, the heretofore iser becomes bot in the ultimate rov Gidurim of Heter, but we should say kame bottle. So every mashu of Heter that sprouted forth should have become bottle, should have lost its identity in the rov of Iser. So he says, no, there we cannot say bittul, because we can only say bittul that Iser should be bottle in Heter, not that Heter should be bottle in Iser. V'yesh emrim hosom anetayme, mishum gidul of Heter, and on that point there is a machlekes v'shem whether heter can be bottle, whether heter can become bottle in iser if you have rov iser and miut heter, whether the heter can be bottle in iser. So of course chtichanas is nevele, even if we say chtichanas is nevele, so it's only in the rabbonim, and according to many v'shem we don't even say it in the rabbonim chtichanas nevele. But there we are dealing with the case where we don't have rovisa. We are dealing with the case where we just have, let's say, mechza or mechza. But in the case where we have rovisa and miuteter, so the ran in Idorim Dafuntes, and the ran on the reef in Avdizore, Pirikei, mentions two shittes of Hashem. One shittes of Hashem means, like the Ramban, that the whole concept of bittul is only that iser can be bottled in heter, not that heter should lose its identity in iser. And the nanoloshin is that if there is rov iser and miut heter, then there can be bittul b'rov of iser in heter. Or I'm sorry, of heter in iser. And the Rashbo in Chelik Aleph of the Chuves, Chuve Reish Ayin Beis, He agrees with the Shitas HaRashenim. He doesn't agree with the Shitas HaRambam of the Yeshemrim. The Yeshemrim, Hosomane Taimen, Mishvid Gidula Feter, Veteran Libot. So, there it means in the Nidorim, it's not Heter with a Heter. It's Heter. So in other words, so, the Gidula Feter, Veteran Libot, Vafli Divrize, but the Rashbo in Simen Reish Ayin Beis, so he says, that Iser, that Heter can be bottled in Iser. Heter can be bottled in Iser. But the Ramban Shita is that Heter cannot be bottled in Iser to lose its identity and be Nepach in Iser. Iser can lose its identity in Heter, but not Heter. Heter cannot be bottled in Iser. In other words, the Ramban Shita is not like the Rashbo in Tshuva Reisha Ilis. The Ram in Idorin, Dafintes, and the Ram in Pirkei Vavizore mentions two shittes. So then the Ramban continues, Vafli divrei zeh yechel imonu leimar, bikloi nam v'yateireu, shari zeh bifnei atzmei v'zeh bifnei atzmei, v'nechel memoser, ad sheheisi b'mosayi, l'fichoch, zohu ahu bo nesa b'teizvez, v'yamrimo vishem vishem botro, de'yateire li botro. So now this is an extension of the shittes. We see that the Ram in Idorim Daf Nites mentions two shittes as to whether Heter is bottle in Iser. The Rashbo shitte in Tshuva Reish Ayin Beis is that Heter is bottle in Iser. Now, so the Ramban shitte is that Heter is not bottle in Iser. Then the Ramban extends this longness and he says, just as Heter is not bottle in Iser, so Heter cannot be bottle in Heter either. The same longness. In the same way that we say that Heter is not bottle b'Iser, why? Because the whole print concept of Bittul is that Iser can lose its identity in Heter. Not that Heter should lose its identity in Iser. So now he makes an extension of the chicken. And he says, for the same reason, so Heter cannot be bottle in Heter. But there are some Bishemi who hold that Heter cannot be bottled in Iser, but Heter cannot become bottled. There are some Rishonim who say that Heter in Iser can become bottled. As a matter of fact, the Ram he mentions both shittes. And the Ram's own achoy is that Heter in Iser can become bottle. Heter can lose its identity. But Heter in Heter, the Ram says, Dafnun Veis in Idorim. In Dafnun Tes, he mentions the two shittes of Rishonim as to whether Heter in Iser can be bottle or cannot be bottle. And it seems that his achoy is like the Rishonim, not like the Ramban, that Heter in Iser can lose its identity. But Heter in Heter, the Ramban's shite is, Dafnun Veis, that Heter in Heter certainly cannot be bottle. But the Ramban here, so first he mentions the Lomdes that Heter in Iser cannot become bottle. And then he applies the same Lomdes. He says, for the same reason that Heter in Iser cannot become bottle, so Heter in Heter cannot become bottle either. Whereas according to the Ram, so Heter in Heter is more poshet that it cannot become bottle than Heter in Iser, because the shita of the Ram is that Heter in Heter does not become bottle, Dafnun Veis, and Dafnun Tes, it seems that the Ram shita is that he mentions today is, but it seems the Ram shita is that Heter in Iser is bottle. But anyway, the Ramban says, Hosom an etayim shim du of Heter, veterli bottle. So in that sugya in Idorim, it's a question of Heter becoming bottle in Iser. So he says, Heter does not become bottle in Iser. But he says, Meleile vafli divrei zeh yechelon oleima bikloi nam yeteru. So on the contrary, it seems, so it's a kalchimer of logic. We see that the Ram shite is that Heter in Iser becomes bottle. But Heter in Heter does not become bottle. So Meleile, since the Ramban says that if Heter in Iser does not become bottle, so Heter in Heter certainly doesn't become bottle. So he says, "Uvafli divrizei yechelon leima, bikloi nami eteru, shari ze bifnei atzmei, vize bifnei atzmei." In other words, so this Ramban is contrary to the Shita of Rashi. Is contrary to the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Rashi is in Psochim. That the whole aloche of Zohar Bo. Why are all the Gidulim Osea? If it's Echod Mosayim, because of the Din Taruves. So it's the same aloche like Pitl Taruves of Bayakar and Mitolosh, which is only Mirabono. So Mirabono. So according to Rashi Psochim, so when there is a tasteless of Bayakarem, Zohuabo, so only the Eklement is also. And the reason as to why we cannot partake of all the Gidulim is because the heretofore Gidulim are intermingled uniformly with the Eklement. But what is theoretically, what is also, practically you cannot partake of the Gidulim because there is an intermingling. And by eating one grape, so then you necessarily eat of the Ekumen too. So that's the reason as to why you're not allowed to partake of the Gidulim once there is an Ekumen of Echad Masayim. But theoretically, on a theoretical level, only the Ekumen is Osea. And the heretofore Gidulim remain Eka. But it's like a Kazayis of Chelev that falls into a pot of Bosom and there is no Shishi. There are only 50 gzeisim. Neged that kazayis of chelev. Can you partake? Can you taste of that part? No. Not because the heretofore boso is osa. On a theoretical level, so the heretofore boso remains muter. But you cannot partake of that arubes. Because when you partake of that arubes, you will be eating the chelev too. So that is true of his zohuah bo, according to Rashi Shikin. So now the Ramban says no. So he says, Shari Zebifni Atzmi, Zebifni Atzmi. Each one by itself is heter. Is heter. But when there is a tasteless, so then everything becomes osa. So it's analogous to Bosom Chol. So you take one kazayis of Bosom heter, a kazayis of Chol of heter, and you put them in the pot, and you turn on the fire, and then they cook together. So then everything becomes osa. Everything becomes a chetzer viser. So here too, if it's a ruah ubo, so it's eisiv masayim. So then, even the here to four gedulim become osa. So mimele, we cannot as the kasha. How can we visualize the a mitzias of eisiv echad masayim? After all, it's a gradual process. So every minute there is a mashu. Tasteless. So every mashu should become bottle. He says, because it's not shayach to say bitl. Bitl is shayach to say isel should become bottle neta. But until there is an increment of Echad Masayim, so the increment, the mashu increment is also eta. Until it reaches the extent of Echad Masayim. So it cannot become bottle, because heta does not become bottle in heta. So we see that the Ramban Shita is counter the Shita of Rashi, because if the Ramban had agreed here with the Shita of Rashi, so how could he say that we cannot say kamikami bottle, because until it reaches the size of Echad Masayim, so the equipment itself is Heter, and the original Gedulim are also Heter. So Heter cannot lose its identity in Heter. So we see that he is Chilikam Rashi. In other words, he holds that Tlaya Kerem is analogous to Bosom Chol. Lefichol zohua ubo nesav teisves leamino rishirishin bottle that here in the bottle avo. So then you ask kikashe. So even if there is a gedah ben tai, even if there is a gedah ben tai, let's say it's AC 1/400, then you build a gedah, and then a month later, so the gedah again fell down, and then another 1/400. So together it has 1/200 to 400, so it already has a 1/200, so it should become Osea. So Bishlein Rabbi Tam explained it on the basis of Kamikami Bottle. But now the Ramban says that by Klai HaKeren, so until there is a tasteless of Echad Masayim, so everything is heter. So we couldn't explain it on the basis of kamikami bottle, because heter and heter does not become bottle. So mimele, So Mimele, there should be a Tzirub. So he says that even though it could not be explained on the basis of Kamikami bottle, in view of the fact that until it reaches the extent, the size of Echad Masayim, so the increment is also Heter, so Mele, the increment, the Heter, the increment that is Heter cannot lose its identity in the heretofore Gidulim that are Heter, because Heter does not become bottle, but they cannot be Mitzuref anyway. For Botli be Yodayim, Viniz Batil, Vishu Vinechizel in here. Mashenkin, if he builds a getter, so then without recourse to the concept of Kamikami bottle, it cannot become Osir, because by Bosor Bechol. So the aloch is that the Bosor is Heter, Bifne Atzme, the Cholov is Heter, Bifne Atzme. But when you are Me'ariv, the Bosor and the Cholov together, they become an entity of Bosor Bechol. But only if you are Me'ariv, they are Bishop. But suppose you take a piece of meat and you dump it into a pail of milk, it doesn't become a chefetz of Bosor Bechol. Only when the Taubes takes place, there are bishul. And even if you soak it for 24 hours, so then it will become Osir only with Rabbonon, because Kovush Aleikum Bushul. But with the rice it will not become Osir, because there are bishul also there. That's the aloha. So by Bosor Bechol, the aloha is that the Taubes has to take place, there are bishul. So, by way of emotion, by Akerem too, that the heretofore Kvan are Heter, the heretofore Tfuye is Heter. But if there is an increment of Echad Masayim, so then everything becomes Osir. But just as by Bosor Cholov, so in order that it should become, the combination of the Bosor and the Cholov should become an entity of Isir. So the Taruves says to take place there are Bishul. So here, in order that all the Kvalim and all the Tvue should become an entity of Klaya Kerem, so the Taruves has to take place continually B'derech Yavuvye. But if the Taruves does not take place continually B'derech Yavuvye, so then it doesn't become the Chefetz of Klaya Kerem. So it's not. So if he built the Gedar, and then the Gedar fell down again, so you cannot be mitzarif the 1/400 increment prior to the first rebuilding and the other 1/400 after the first rebuilding, because in order to become an entity of Klaya Kerem, then there must be continual, uninterrupted intermingling of growth, biyavuvye. But if you rebuild together, so there was an interruption in that continual yavuvye. And if there was an interruption in the continual Yavuvye, so merely it doesn't become a Heftzel of Bosor Bechol. It doesn't become a Heftzel of Bosor Bechol. Just as it doesn't become a Heftzel of Klaya Kerem. Just as it doesn't become a Heftzel of Bosor Bechol when you soak, let's say, a piece of meat in milk for 24 hours, because it's not a bishul. So here, in order to become this combination of Klaya Kerem, there must be an increment of Echad Masayim in a state of Yavuvye, in a state of continual Yavuvye. But if you build together, so that interrupted the continuity of the Yavuvye, the continual Yavuvye. So mainly it's not us. That's what it says. Then he says, in other words, v'yesh chekim v'yidim, shim heisiv v'yishtei apirces, b'mosayim nesa, v'yamrilon rishim rishim botel. ופיחוך שון לברייס אימא לגדיה שתי פעמים לימלוך שאין ישייש ולגודר עד שאיסת מסיים אין תסס רשינו הרי זה קידש וחי בך יוסי. So the other Russian is says just the reverse of that. Rabbi Tam says that the reason is why the price repeats Eimer Ligdeya twice, why it mentions Eimer Ligdeya twice, to advise us that there is no Tziruv. So Yeshem would say just the reverse, that the price repeats Eimer Ligdeya in order to advise us that even if the Echad Masayim is constituted by combining the increment the first time with the increment the second time, so it is Mitzoreh. Of course, the Yesh Chelkin certainly must hold that Klaya Kerem is analogous to Bosor Bechol, that it's not the Taruves of Isa Beheter. But if there is an increment of Echad Masayim, So then everything, the heretofore kvanim and the heretofore tvuye, become osa. But just like the first lashon, but the first lashon, so the first lashon and the second lashon, Ramban, both agree that the tkaya kerem, so when there is a taste of mesayim, so everything becomes osa. Where is the mokka for that? So the Chinuch says it's Alokh Lamish Besinai, Mipia Kabole. So it has nothing to do with the din of Beetle in Kaya Kerem Bushi. But it's just the other way around. I mean, why were the Chachomim Misakin and Asmachte? Why did they conceive of that Asmachte and were Misakin that it should be bottled in Messiah Mechot? Because there is Alokh Lamish Besinai. As the Chinuch says, that in the Gidl and Bemchuber, so if there is a Taruves of Echot Messiah, it becomes Oser, so Meile the Chachomim or Misakein, that in Taruves of Tolush, in Echot Messiah, it should be Oser. And if it's less than Echot Messiah, so it's good. So both Lishenes in the Ramban, but the first Lush, so the second Lush in the Ramban, on account. There is its own. And the first Lashon also agrees that it's set up with Neatzme, and as a result of the increment of Echad Messiah, it become, everything becomes Oser. But he holds that in view of that in order to be, that everything should become a Heft of Kaya Kerem, there must be an increment in a state of a continual growth of a Vuvye. So the Vuvye must be continual, but if there is an interruption in the Vuvye, in the growth, and the growth was not continual, the growth in the state of Yavuvye was not continual, was not uninterrupted, then it doesn't become a Heftz of Kaya Kerem. But the second motion holds that even if there is an interruption in the continual growth in the state of Yavuvye, it still becomes a Heftz of Kaya Kerem.
The union of Kamikami Boto very thoroughly, we went over the Ramban inside. So we saw that there is a machlekes reshayim as to the essence of the Issa of Baya Kerem of Zeruah Ubo. So according to Rashi Yubzochim, when there is a Tesis Echad Mosayim, so only the Tesis, the increment is Osa. But the original Geduim remain Heta. But the Amiure, you cannot eat any of the gidulim because one is intermingled with the other. It's not that the increment goes by itself as a separate unit. It's intermingled. But alpedin, so only the increment is osa. And the whatever grew before, so remains muta. So, and the reason is why, so we have, according to Rashi, we have to say what the Mechas Chinuch says. That by Hesif Echad Messiah, so it's only Osa Midrabonon. Because Midrabonon, Kaya Kerem, is only Bottle Mili Mine, Messiah Bechot. But Midraise is Bottle Berov. So when will it be Osa Midraise? Only if it's Hesif Kemeise. Let's say the original Gidulim in the Kvanim and in the Tvue together was 200 Xeisi. And then the Geda fell down. And then Bidiose and Birzene. So another 200 Xeisim grew in the state of Yavuvye, so then it will be also Amidraise. But Malkes will only be higher if we took Xeisim. This is what Mechas Chinuch says. So Mechas Chinuch says it as a double portion according to everybody. But that's true according to Rashi. And I suppose the Teisa Shite is also the same. That's how it's Mashu. That Teisa Shite is also like that. I mean that only the increment is also. However, the Ramban says that this is like Bosa Becholo. In other words, that Bifni Atzme, so the Kvamim by itself was Heter, and the Tvuye by itself was Heter, but when there is an Uvuvye, so then everything becomes Osa. Everything becomes Osa. So the Mele, according to the Ramban, even the original Gidulim become Osa. Why does it become Oser? Where is the Mokka for it? So the Chinuch says it's Alochem Bakaboy. That if there is a Zeruah Ubo, Echad Messiah, then it becomes Oser. So Michas Chinuch says, Lav Davke, Alochem Bakaboy. But it's not Lav Davke, it is Davke. In other words, it is Halochem Mishmi Sinai. So according to Ramban, it's also Halochem Mishmi Sinai.
And because there is Aloch Lemesh Sinai that in Mechuber, so Echod Messiah Asas Olti Gedolim, because of that, the Chachomim or Misakim, the Rechas Machte, that in Tolush by Akeren should also Asas Echod Messiah. But in Mechuber, Echod Messiah Asas the whole thing, Midrais, according to the Chinuch, and that's the Shite, and that's the Shite of the Ramban. Now, the Ramban, so the Ramban says, now the Ramban has the kasha, since there is a halacha of kame boto, so why does the Gemara say in the door that if you had a bot in shoshvitz, an anya, that grew in shvitz, so it's isa, and then you plucked out that, and then you replanted that onion in Shmiz, in the eighth year. Everything that is godly in the eighth year is heter. The onion, the Iker, is Issa. So then, if this botze that was replanted in the eighth year, so produce a ribu gidui, much more than the original, than the Iker, so then the Gemara says, becomes botze. The Shaila is only, so, the shaila is only whether a nikya can be bottled in its own gidul, if the gidul ma'or. But if we say that a nikya can be bottled in its own giduling, so then this botel shal nikya becomes the botel of shviz becomes botel in its own giduling that grew in the eighth year. So the Ramban is the kashe. But how can, after all, the ribu gidulim does not take place in 1 second. It's a gradual process. It might take, let's say, a few months until there is a ribu gidulim over and above the botel shalikia. So let's say every day there is just a mashu of gidulim. So the mashu gidulim of every day should become bottle in the ikia. The ikia is rov because of kami kami bottle. So just as we say kami bottle, that imashu of Isa becomes bottle in the hole, so we should say kami bottle, that imashu of Heter should become bottle in the hole of Isa gradually. So the Ramban says no. So the Teretz is that over there we cannot say kami bottle because there is no such thing as Heter becoming bottle in Isa. There is aloche of Isa becoming bottle in Heter. Isa loses its identity in Rov Heter, but not that Heter should lose its identity in Rov Isa. There is no such thing. Heter does not become bottle in Isa. Heter does not become bottle in Isa. So then he says, Sha'arizeh b'fnei atzmi, rizeh b'fnei atzmi, v'in echad men oser ad sheheisid mosai. L'fichoch. Also he says, v'yei sheimim hosma etanim shim gidul of Heter, v'teir li bottle. So the Ramban extends the longness, just as we say that Heta does not become bottle in Isa, because only Isa can become bottle in Heta. Heta cannot lose its identity in Isa. So Heta, for the same reason, Heta cannot lose its identity in another. The whole concept of Bittul is only that Isa loses his identity in Heter. Not that Heter loses his identity in Isa, no, that Heter should lose his identity in another Heter. So he equates, the Ramban equates the impossibility of Heter losing its identity in Isa with the impossibility of Heter losing its identity in another Heter. Now, let's see what is the Shite of the Rajba. We'll just see two chuvas in the Rajba. We'll see that the Rajba, and then, so, we'll see that the Rajba distinguishes between Heter and Heter, and Heter and Isa. The Rajba Shite is that Heter and Isa does become God, but Heter and Heter does not become God. Heter and Heter does not become God. Now, der Ram Navrizore, ein Mensch, was da? Der Ram Navrizore, in der Sugi auf Amare, ja, in Nessach, in Chobjes Lebeer, auf der Kik, Kola, Jem, Kulei, Rischen, Rischen, Bottle, das ist der Sugi, da fein Gimel, in Navrizore. So, der Ram mentions two Shittes. One Shitte is that Heter does not become Bottle in Israel, and another Shitte is that Heter becomes Bottle in Israel. Two Shittes. Then, der Ram, darf nun weis in Dori, says that Heter in Heter does not become bottle. In Abrizore, Pelikei, and also Dafnun Tes in Idorim, the Ram mentions to Shittes, as to whether Heter in Isaiah becomes bottle. In Dafnun Veis, in discussing the Aloha of Dovashenishal Matirin, the Ram says that Heter in Heter does not become bottle. And that's the Pshat in the Rabbonon of Rebude. We hear in Damapor, in Damasoyim. So Rebude learns out from that that mean the minerally bottle. And Rabbonon say alienly bottle. Why? Because alien the ele of the park and the ele of the soil, so it's heta beheta. So mele heta beheta, so does not become better. So let's see the Shittes HaRashi. And the Ramban equates. Just as there is no beetle of heta renisea, there is no beetle of heta beheta. Now, the Rashboshite is that there is beetle of heta renisea. And not only is the beetle of Heta B'Isea of Itarubes of Lar B'Lach, but even of Yovish B'Yovish. One could say, even if there is beetle of Heta B'Isea, maybe only Lar B'Lach. So there is even distribution. So if, let's say, one Kazayis of Heta becomes evenly distributed in two Xesim, or Isaiah, so then the Heter, the heretofore, Kazayin Seter loses his identity. But Yomish Yomish, there is no beetle. One could say that. But we see that Rashboshite is that Heter B'Isaiah becomes bottle even Yomish Yomish. Not only Lavulach. There is a very interesting Tshuve from a contemporary of the Rashbo, the name is not mentioned. But from the Tshuve, we see that the Rashbo, that he was an Odom God, because even though the Rashbo tells him off, and he says, I mean, Odom Shikodom God, Shikimeisho, should say anything like that, but he refers to him as an Odom God, the Rashbo. So, this, the one who sent the Tshuve, the inquiry, to the Rashbo, so he asked the Kashi, there is a Chiyuv of Hashem Tolu, that Chilik Aleph of the Rashbo, Tshuve Reishan Beis. It's a very interesting Tshuve. So the one who sent the Tshuve to made an inquiry of the Rashbo, he asked him a certain child. We know that if somebody eats a chatiche achas m'shtei chatiches, and it's a sopi, whether he ate the chilev or the shumen, so he's chayav no shem tov. So he asked the kashi, how is it possible to be chayav no shem tov? Usually, two chtiches are not the same size. So one is larger, and one is smaller. So here's the kashi. Let's say one chtiche is like this, and the other chtiche is like this, small. So and we're both on the table. One is chilev and one is shum. He ate one. So he assumed. That if the two chatiches are not the same size, so then, and if someone ate the smaller chatiche, the chatiche ktane, he's not chayav no shem tov mimonifshech. That's how the sheil assumes. Because in monifshech, there are two alternatives. He ate the smaller chatiche. Either the smaller chatiche is the chatiche that klal pishmai is galye, that etc., or it's the chatiche that Klapishmaya is Galia, that it was also. So Monefshech, if Klapishmaya is Galia, then the smaller Chaticha that he ate is the Heter Chaticha. So it's Heter, why should he bring it home? If somebody eats Heter, why should he bring it home? And if Klapishmaya is Galia, then the smaller Chaticha is the Yisad Chaticha. So Memele, then the bigger Chaticha is the Heter Chaticha. So Memele, the Yisad Chaticha that he ate shouldn't become bottle of Yomesh B'Yomesh. So this is what he is. So it's a good cheshbon. So he says that in such a case, we is not chayav on Hashem Tov. Only if both chatiches hashoves, but not if one is large and one is small, and he eats the small. So in order to be chayav on Hashem Tov, no matter which chatiche he eats, it's only when he chops. That's what he said. So the Rashba in the answer said to him, no, that even if they are not chops, one is large, one is small, and he ate the smaller chatiche, so he has to bring an Hashem Tov. Why? Well, the question is, either it is the Hetadik Chatiche, the original Hetadik Chatiche, so it's Heter, so he ate Shumen. Why should he bring it for eating Shumen? Or is the Yisadike? But if it's the Yisadike, so Chatiche, so the other one, the big one, is the Heter, so it's Bato Berov. Is but the rock. In other words, and so the Rashba and the Sheol both assumed, I mean, when we learned Arubes, so we discussed it. In other words, that there can be Bittul Berov even on the basis of Rav Binyan, even without Rav Binyan, you see, I mean. So, let's say, because there is a Shite, that there cannot be Bittul Berov if you have just two Chatiches, but one is a big Chatiche and one is a small Chatiche. There has to be a Rav Binyan. In other words, three chatiches, then there can be bitlur. So we see from this Rashba that the Rashba, that's another chiddush. So the Rashba holds that even if there is no rov minyan, two against one. In other words, but one is rov minyan. In other words, the one is larger, so there can also be bitlur. So the Sheol assumed that way, and the Rashba was not chilik on the Sheol on that score. He agreed with the Sheol, but still he said that even if someone ate the smaller chatiche, so he's high on Hashem Tov. Why? There is no more of Shech. In the Chanami, if Klapi Shmai is Gali, that the smaller Chatiche was originally the Yisadik Chatiche, then he wouldn't be high. Then he's not doing an Avera. Because then it's... So the larger Chatiche was the Hetadik Chatiche. So the Yisadik Chatiche that is smaller, he loses its identity in the larger Chatiche. But there is a possibility that the smaller chatiche originally was the hetadik chatiche. So memele, the larger chatiche is the yisadik chatiche. So memele, the smaller chatiche that is heter, since there is darubes, we don't know. So memele loses its identity in the larger chatiche that is isa. It's a very remarkable chiddush. So in other words, it's chayva korban not because of the possibility. Not because of the probability, maybe he ate the chatiche that originally was Issa. If that happened, so he didn't do any avir, then it becomes bottle. But that's because of the possibility, maybe originally it was Eta. So since there is a Taruves, so maybe the head of the chatiche loses his identity in this chatiche. A very remarkable chiddush. I mean, that's a big chiddush. Because, first of all, the Rambam and many Rishonim say that Eta and Issa does not lose his identity. But one could, with good logic, say that even the Rishonim, who are chilek, I mean, the Rambam himself mentions that the Raivet is chilek, that the Raivet Shite is, that the Rambam Navizori. So he mentions that the Raivet is chilek, that Heter does become Botlanism. So only, let's say, Yain Heter falls into Yain Neser, so there it's lach lach, there's even distribution. But when it's yovesh, be yovesh. So too, we have a halacha of Iser losing its identity in heter, yovesh, be yovesh. Chad mitrei. Alright, so that is a chiddush ator, but meichet Iser, that heter should lose its identity mid reise, by yovesh, be yovesh, in heter, to such an extent that it will be chayav mikom on it. Right. The reason is why is mechuyav Hashem Tov is because of the possibility in the Klapi Shmai is Galye that the chatiche, the small chatiche that he ate, was originally the hetadik chatiche. So mele the yisadik chatiche was the larger one. So the hetadik chatiche lost its identity in the yisadik chatiche. It's a big chiddush. But this is the Rashba Shita. This is the Rashba Shita. Reisha in Beis. Chilek Aleph.
It's a very long tshuva. He discusses many, many things. It's a very important tshuva. There are so many chidushim in this tshuva.
Alright. So that's in regard to the question of Heter becoming botulinism. So we see that the Rashbam is really kind of the Ramban says that even Lach Heter does not become botulinism. And the Rashbam says that even Yovish be Yovish, Heter loses his identity in Nisa. Even Yovish be Yovish. How about Heter be Heter? How about Heter be Heter? So on that Ramban, the Ramban equates the two. But and in regard to Heter be Heter, there is a tshuva, tough Lamed Aleph. Chilek Aleph, the Shavuos tshuvas of the Rashbo, tough Lamed Aleph. So he says, it's a whole tshuva. He says, "Ugdeilo mizu kosav rabbeinu avirez ravio." The sheicho, so it means that he agrees with it. The sheicho shenosnei biyayin kedem apesach. V'yesh biyayin afilu yesa mishishi. Yofel livatlei v'yoso lishteisi bipesach. Deinzor lebitl kedem zman ha'isa. Keditanya perknar amroso. Deimabilin kli lichshin tamen itay. So he mentions, it's remarkable, the analogy. So the Gemara in Aram Rosh says that you cannot put the Kele that never became Tomei and immerse it in the Mikveh and say, I am table it in the Mikveh in case it will come in contact, let's see if he shares it later on. So it shouldn't be Tomei because the immersion in the mikveh can be mitaya something that is tomei already, but something that is not tomei yet cannot become tomei. I mean, that's a little portion. The Gemara only mentions it in the sugi of hakomas nidorim, haforas nidorim, machlekes avazan rabbanon, but it's a little portion. Imadvilin kli lechshin tamei mitai, ishtam mitai. So he says mimele. It's not shayach to say, he makes an analogy between tare in mikveh and bitl. He says, chometz kedem ha-pesach is heter. There's a machlei yoshenim on it. There's a machlei yoshenim as to whether chometz kedem ha-pesach has a shem niseach because it's also on pesach, or it's a terebola. It's a machlei yoshenim. Alright, so the Rashbo shita is that chometz kedem ha-pesach is a terebola because it's mutana. So it's a terebola. So the Meilein says, if let's say now Sheicho, he was ma'ariv before Pesach beer, which is from chometz, he was ma'ariv it with yayin, and there is the yayin that is not chometz has 60 parts neged the volume of the Sheicho. Now on Pesach itself, so there is no bitl because on Pesach it asas b'mashu, on Pesach it asas b'mashu. Now the question is, suppose the Taruvis took place before Pesach and the Rishishi. So then Erev Pesach, it's Mutabachim. Because the Issa of Chometz B'mashu does not apply to Erev Pesach. How about Pesach if the Taruvis itself took place, let's say, Purim time? And so on Erev Pesach and the Rishishi. But there is Mashu. So on Erev Pesach, you are certainly allowed to eat. The question is, are you allowed to eat it on Pesach? So there's a machlokes shem whether you say Chizav Niyah or you don't say Chizav Niyah. So if we say Chizav Niyah, so on Pesach it becomes osa. If we don't say Chizav Niyah, it's muta. But the Rashbo say, the Rashbo Yalichibe says another reason. He doesn't discuss Chizavliya. He doesn't say because we say Chizavliya. He says that to put Sheikho in Yayin, the Teshishi, Neged Sheikho, before Pesach, that's a good practice. You're fairly badly. But Bittl is not Chal. So you would expect him to say, Bittl is not Chal. You're not allowed to drink it on Pesach because of the Shita of Chizavliya. So we see from this Shuris Rashbo that he doesn't agree with the Shita of Chizavliya. So actually, Monifshach, if Bittl was Chal before Pesach, so, and Chizavliya we don't say, so it should be Mutabisiye on Pesach. So he says, it's a good practice, in other words, that he shouldn't behave a Balihoe. Let's say, it's a good practice in order that he should behave a Balihoe. But on Pesach itself, he's not allowed to drink it. Because Bittl was not Chal. You see, Bittl is on Pesach itself, so there is aloche, that there is no Bittl Bishishi. And before Pesach, so there couldn't be Bittl. There couldn't be Bittl, because before Pesach, so everything was Heter. The Sheikho was Heter, and the Yayin was Heter. How is it Shaykh to say Bittl? In other words, he applies the Ramban's Lomdis, that Heter be Heter. Just as Ramban says, that until it is Eisim Mosai, it's not Shaykh to say if there is, let's say, 1/400, an increment of 1/400. So it's not Shaykh to say that the 1/400 should become bottle in the rest of the Gidulim. Because the rest of the Gidulim is Heter, and the 1/400 is also Heter. Heter and Heter cannot lose its identity. There is no such thing. So he says, when he was Me'arim the Sheikha with 60 parts of Yayin, and it was Laudelach, so at that time no loss of identity took place, because it was Heter Heter. It's a terrible Akedim of Pesach. Then, when does it become Yisea? When the sun of Erev Pesach sets below the horizon, then it acquires a shem Yisea. So then it's already Pesach. So then Bittl is Chal, but it doesn't be Mash. You see, the Rashbo's Lomdes is that we do not say Chizavliya. If he had agreed with the Lomdes of Chizavliya, so then he would say it's also Misiyah because of Chizavliya. He doesn't say because of Chizavliya. He mentions the Moshul, the Dimyan of the Gemara Nidor in Aram Roso, the Matbil and Kli Lachishin Tami Litai. So just as you cannot be Mitai something that is not Tomei yet, so you cannot be Mivate something that is not Osa yet. That is not Osa yet. Why? Because Heta Beheta, there is no Bittl. Heta Beheta, there is no Bittl. So we see that the Rashbo in Reisha in Beis, he says, Heta Beisa, there is Bittl. Even Yomish Yomish. And Heta Beheta, there is no Bittl, even Laudelach. Not like the Ramban, who equates it. Now let's see a certain halacha. Mishukun Aruch. Simen Tzadik Tess in Tarubes, the Ramor, in the Agoye, and Sivov, he says as follows, Kazayis Cholov, Shenofal Mayim, Vinizbatil Bisamach, Vinizbatil Bisamach. So let's say Kazayis Cholov fell into a pail of water, and there was shishim in the water, neged that Mayim, I'm sorry, neged that Cholov. V'hakei Nofal Min HaMayim Nigdeiro, Shel Boso. Then he scooped in, he filled up a cup from that pail, and he poured it in Nigdeiro Shel Boso. Afal Pi Shein Bi Boso Samech Neged HaCholov. And we know that the Tafshil in the Gdeira does not have 60 parts, Neged HaCholov, that was in that cup of water. So still it's muta. It doesn't ask the boss. Shari is batil bimayim. The whole kanitzis. Bimayim. That's from the oath. Say for all. So, but according to the Ramban, it shouldn't be like that, according to the Ramban. Because cholov is heter. Cholov. And the cholov fell into mayim. Mayim is heter. Heter and heter does not lose its identity.
So it shouldn't come up. So it's not such a double portion. You see that there, so there are more paskins that it does become one. Now it is interesting that the Shach says, Veil hakshis, agufadim, pshite, dokol yisabotom bishishim, yesh leima, mishim doikam, on simen rei sadik tes, sifkot nalef, nisboir, biheta, biheta, ushay rabitu, komashulon, dihochel lamim noche, vichinu bisaveta, polchol dalet, shmainon, din ches, so bisaveta says, shmainon, biheta, biheta, miyeboto, That's not like Ramban. Ramban says in so many places, in Abu Basra, in Avidizore, and so he emphasizes that, so he mentions the Rayu, so he says, the Heta Beheta is not bottle. But you know, the Heta Beheta is a bottle. We know for the whole of the mind that this is a letter, what Ramban says in this letter. So he says, that's the Chiddush, because the common Simon Reis Sarik Tess, Sivkot Nalev, Nizboyer, the Heta Beheta, the Shaya Bito, Komash Melon, the Ochel Amiroch. So why, after all, is there a more chilek on the din that is mentioned in Simon Reis Sarik Tess? This will come in Kulayim Kodim. Now what is the Issa of Kulayim? The Issa of Kulayim is, if he beg it, his Tzemer Upishto. What does Tzemer mean? There are all kinds of Tzemer. Tzemer Malim is also Tzemer, but that's not also together with Pishto. Only tzemer chilit of a sheep, so that is also. But tzemer gmalim to be married with pishton with linen and make a baget, you are allowed. So in Simen Reis Sadik Tes, the Mechaba says Sif Aleph says as follows: tzemer chilim v'tzemer gmalim v'chayitzi ben. He took the crude tzemer chilim and the crude unprocessed tzemer gmalim shetov from zebo ze. Vitovo mehem tov tiv tov. Im hoyo achotzi meochol chelim mariakol ktsemer v'al klayim mapishton. V'im hoyo ariv migmalim mutal yalve mapishton. Mipnei shetzuras hakel tzuras tzemer gmalim. V'in chel shishim l'nimush al tzemer amrov behem. Mipnei she'eino mchuti tzemer. So the Mechaba says that if someone takes the crude material of tzemer chelim and the crude material of the tzemer gmalim, as you shear it off from the sheep and from the camel, and you combine them, and so then it is muter. So if the rov of that combination, of that mixture, was tzemer gmalim, then even though it has of the tzemer chelim in it, so then he can be ma'arvet with linen and make it baget. And make it baget. Why? Because tzuras hakel, tzuras tzemer gmal. Then he says, Hilkach, mi shenisarev le tzemer in pishton, mevi minechot umarve imoen. Umvat lechot. Vrishaya boeb bitul. Elokeitim shiyasu chuti. Aval acha, shenasu chuti, אין לי קלויים שיר, אפילו חוט כלשהו, של צמר בבגד גודל של פישטו, או של פישטו מצמר, איזו זה. ואפילו נבד החוט, ולידענו מכימי, ולשייר בביטל ועושה. All right. So this is what the Shach means. The Shach has the kasher. What kind of a chidish does the Ramo mention that's from the Issa Leheter? So he says, there is a big chidish, because Mishim Yikam on Sinan Reis Sadik Tes, Sivkot Nalef Nizboyer, the Heta Beheta, Lishaya Bito, Komashmon, the Hochel Yamrin and Hoche. Here it is Shaya Bito. So the question is, why is it different than this? So I think this Shach could be explained with a tshuva of the Nebehude, Yeredeye, tshuva Samachei, I think. So he says, now let's go over what the Shach says in Simen Reis Sarik Tes. The Shach says in Simen Reis Sarik Tes. So the Shach says in Simen Reis Sarik Tes, he says as follows.
לשייר בביטל ולאמרים שניבטל ברוב מאחר של מיקי מניקה ולשייר so so what does he say תרמוס says so the מחבא says ולשייר בביטל אל הקדם שיעשו חוטים אבל אחר שנעשו חוטים אין לקלועים שיר אבל חוט כלשהו של צמר בבגד גודל של פישטון או של פישטון בצמר איזוס And then he says, "The Ramo, but you never dachut. Will you damn me, Kenny? Lushaya beibitul vos. Lushaya beibitul vos. Now the question is this: One thing is sure, that if he takes the crude, unprocessed material of tzemach chayim and the crude, unprocessed material of tzemach malim, and he's mar of them, then there is bit. One thing is sure, that if let's say a one chut." Of Pishton. So we'll be Miure in a big baguette of Tzemer, so there is no beetle. There is no beetle. It's not trying to say Shishi, because that's the reason of why. The question is this: suppose a chut of not the crude material of Tzemer Chilin was Nisari with the crude material of Tzemer Mali. But a chut that was already made of tzemer mechayli was nisarev with the chut of that was already made from tzemer mali. Many chutim that were already made. So, can we say bitul berov on those chutim? And if we do say chut bitul berov on the chutim, so then you could take. One chut, let's say, one chut that was already made from Tzemer Chayim was Nisarev within the 100 chutim that were already made from Tzemer Mal. Was Nisarev. So, can you take a chut? Can you take chutim from that and be ma'arev it with Pishta? That the Mechaba doesn't discuss. Because the Loshin of the Mechaba is that Tzemer Chayim is Tzemer Malim Shetofon and Eve, the Rov is Malim Mutal Arvin HaPishon. And then he says, Hilkach, Mishen Isarav Yitzemer in Pishton, maybe Minachi Romar Veinmeon, Umivat Lechmeh, V'lishayach Bohu Bitl Alakedim Shiyasuchot. Aval Achash Nasechoti, Ein Likloim Shio, Aval Echut Kolshihu Shal Tzemer, Bibegit Godel Shal Pishton, Shal Pishton Bitzemer Osa. So it can be explained two ways. That means if one chut of tzemer got lost in the beged godel shel pishton, so there is no bitul. Of course, that's a double portion. But suppose one chut of tzemer was nisarev with 100 chutim of tzemer rechelim. One chut of tzemer rechelim was nisarev with 100 already made chutim of that were made from gmalim, from tzemer gmalim. Maybe there is bitul. The mechaber spells it out that after chut kol shehu shel tzemer bebeged godel shel pishton or shel pishton tzemer osa. Nobody is chilek on that. But suppose a chut that was made from tzemer was nisarev with many chutim that were made from pishton. I'm sorry, not from pishton. There was nisarev with many chutim that were made from tzemer gmalim. Can you take a chut of that arubes and be ma'arabet with pishtam? That the mechaba doesn't spell out. But let's see what the shach says. The shach says, V'loyayim rinon, she'ivatul b'rov, v'shayar b'bito. Says, and ramo, v'afilonev, v'dachut v'yedam, v'mikeimei, v'shayar b'bito, v'yosk, v'loyayim rinon, she'ivatul b'rov, mi'achar she'im mikeimei mi'ikers, v'shayar b'bito b'rov, elu yisar she'nisarim v'heter, אבל היתר שנסערו בהיתר, ועל זה תערבו סומנסה, לא שייר בביטל, ואין כאן לכתיכה אחר של איסר, כלי מה, so he explains it, in parentheses, ועכשיו נעשה הכל כתיכה אחר של איסר, הראש, ומביאים בסיוסף, so it's a quote from the ראש, so what did the ראש say? ולאמרינו שיבטל ברוב, מאחר שניקי מניקה, לא שייר ביטל ברוב, ולא איסר שנסערו בהיתר, אבל היתר שנסערו בהיתר, ועל זה תערבו סומנסה, לא שייר בביטל, ואין כאן לכתיכה אחר של איסר. So in parentheses, the שח explains the דברי ראש. כלומר, דעכשיו נעשה, הכל כתיכה של איסר. Like, בסדר, בכל. So, The way the Shacharis Midrash, the way the Shacharis Midrash is that the Mechaber is only saying, Aber Acha Shemasa Chuti, Ein Likloim Shio, Afu Lechut Kolshu, Shal Tzema Ribbeget Godel Shal Pishtam, Oy Shal Pishtam Mitzema Oseh, only if the Tarubes consisted of one chut, let's say, of Tzema Rechelim, in a big baguette of Pishtam. So then there is no Bittle, just as you cannot say, Bittle Drov, Mbosa Bachol. I mean, of course, if there is Shishim, so then it does become bottle. But not only, it's only an expression of Bittle. It's not Bittle, because the heft of Bosa Becholov depends upon the tam that the Cholov gives in the Bosa. So it's not because of Bittle Isurim of Shishim. Because the Bosa, if the Atmi is Eter, the Cholov in the Atmi is Eter, when you are Mi'arig or the Bishol, to an extent that one gives a tam in the other, then it becomes a heft, an entity of Bosa Becholov. So it's not because Isa becomes bottle in Eter. What is Isa? What is Eter? The Cholov is Isa and the Bosa is Eter, or the Bosa? The Bosa is Isa and the Cholov is Eter. They are both Eter. But the combination of the two may constitute an entity of Isa. So when does it constitute an entity of Isa? If the combination of the Bishul is made in such a way that one gives a time in the other, that the Cholov gives a time in the Bosa, or the Bosa gives a time in the Cholov. But there is no bittle. And let's say, can you say Bittul Rov? Even if it gives it time. But after all, you'll say you just dropped, let's say, one cup of milk into 10 cups of flesh soup. So Bittul Rov, it's not Bosa Becholov. It's all Bosa. You can't say that, because that's Bosa Becholov. So here too, if you take one chut of Tzemer Rechelim and that becomes Miurev with Pishta, so it can be even 1,000 parts in the Pishta, 10,000 parts, because that's the Isa. This is how the Shach understood the Rosh, I say. So in other words, so it's Mashma, according to the Shach. According to the Shach. So, according to the Shach, if, let's say, there will be Taruvis of a Chut Shel Tzemer Rechelim with, let's say, 60, I mean, with many chutim, as a matter of fact, we don't reach Ishim here, because by Yovish B'Yovish, so it's but Rov Midraise, and Midrabonon, Yovish B'Yovish, Mishore B'Mine, so require Shishim, because of Mizere, of Lach B'Lach, but by Mili Yovish B'Yovish, so according to most Rishonim, so we don't, even Midrabonon, we don't require Shishim. There is a Shita that will require Shishim. But according to Moses Hashemim, even with the Rabbanon, we don't require Shishim, it's but to be Rov. Here it's Yovish B'Yovish. So in other words, so from the Shach it appears, the way the Shach understood the Rosh, that if there will be Tarubes of one Chut that was made from Tzemer Rechelim, with two Chutim that was made from Tzemer Gmali, so then you'll be able, so there'll be Bittul Rov, because there is Bittul Hetar Behetar. There is Bittul Heta Beheter, and then you'll be able to take one chut out of that Aruves and use it in the Begetz of Pishtim. That's the Shach's understanding of the Rosh. So this is what the Shach means here in Simen Tzadik Tes. He says the Kashe, what kind of Chidesh does the Issa Beheta mention? So he says, because we come on Simen Reis Tzadik Tes, Sivkot Nalev, Nizboy, the Heta Beheta Lushaya Bittul, Komashma. So what do you mean Heta Betel Shaya Bittul? Because he understands when the Mechaba says, Avo Acha Shenasu Chutim in the Kloim Shir, Avo Chut Kol Shiru Shal Tzemel Beged Vodol Shal Pishton, because that's the Isa. That's the Tarubes that comes to the Isa like Vosem Cholov. So just as you cannot see that Vosem Cholov, that one cup of milk should become bottle in 10 cups of flesh kesup, Rov, bottle of Rov, that's the Isa of Vosem Cholov. That it gives it time. So it's also there. So here too, that's the Isa of Klaib Godin. Mashenkin here, if let's say some milk fell into a pail of water, so it became bottle, even though it's a beheta. So we see that the Shach assumes that heta beheta becomes bottle, and that's the psak of the Ramo. So it's not such a little poshut what Ramo says that heta beheta has no good. It seems that Ramo passes that heta beheta has good. Heta beheta has good. Has good. Even though the Rambam and the Rashbam agree that Heta Beheta does not have Bittul. But the Shita of the Raivati is the Teta Beheta. And there are many other Rishonim who hold that Heta Beheta has been. Now let's see what the Shach says here. Then the Shach. So first he mentions the Lashon HaDrash. Then he says, V'ater Ezov, the Livush, Kosav, V'lidom Elibosa B'cholov, V'kaimolen Shebote, the awesome Tam Aboso Yacholov Mispashet, V'nisarev B'kulet, V'in Kamokim Yuchad L'Yisya, V'havet Yilunevad Minoilo, Aval Hoche, Shoyisa Yesh Lo Yitzies B'mkeimei, V'lo Yilispashet, Elo She'ino Numakirim Eisei, Lo Yishaya B'kul. What does the Levush say? The Levush says, "Vlidom alibas b'cholov." So the kaimel in shebotel. What do you mean bottle? If let's say a drop of milk falls into the fleishike part, and there is shishi in the fleishike part, make it a drop of milk. So then it becomes bottle. Comes bottle, it's really not become bottle. So this is what the Shach is masik and Levush. It's not bittle, it's not Mosav HaCholov. If there is shishim, so it doesn't give it time. But this is what better than Levush. So he says, V'lidom eli Mosav HaCholov, the kaimelen she bottle, the awesome tama bosov yacholov mispasheit v'nisarev v'kule, v'ein kamo ki miyuchet l'yisya, v'yave ki luneva ed min ha'ilo, aval hoche she l'yisya, yesh le mitzius bin keimei, v'lo mispasheit, Lushaya Bito.